Advanced Swordplay, written by Cloud Atlas, read by Mistborn Hero. A Marvel fanfic rated for mature audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky, Clint, Natasha. It is tagged for deep throating, popsicles. That's it. That's the fic.
He can't be that oblivious.
Natasha gives him a look. We are talking about the same guy here, right? This is Clint Barton. Of course he can be that oblivious.
Yes, but...
Bucky turns back to look at where Clint is standing in the kitchen, shirtless, ratty sweat low on his hips and head bopping to the Ariana Grande song blasting out of the radio as he deep throats a popsicle. He was friends with a sword swallower in the circus. Natasha supplies with a smirk. And fuck, woman, that is not helping. There is a loud and sloppy sound, and Bucky looks back at Clint just in time to see him pull the popsicle from his mouth once more, the entire thing glistening wet and staining his lips red. God, the entire thing is giving Bucky ideas. Being friends with Clint and Natasha is not good for Bucky's blood pressure. He's never known two people to be so consistently aggressively sexual, even when they are not trying. Bucky is fairly sure he's jerked off more since moving into the tower than during his entire teenage years, which is saying something because Bucky was a fucking horny teenager. Oh shit. Clint's voice cuts through Bucky's last clouded thoughts, bringing him back just in time to see Clint scramble and attempt to catch the breaking popsicle in his mouth. He fails, and instead, the mess of artificially red eyes lands on the kitchen counter with a wet splat. On the third, Clint scoops it up with his fingers and tips it between glistening lips. Bucky doesn't even have to look at her to know Natasha is laughing at him. Clint, she says. Then louder, Clint. When it is apparent that Clint isn't wearing hearing aids, Clint jumps and turns, and shit, he really is that oblivious. What? He asks, rumbling for the aids in his pockets and hooking them over his ears. Clearly, Ariana is then too loud because he winces and leans over to turn down the radio. Bucky wants you to put the sword swallowing knowledge to good use. Bucky chokes out a... What? Just as Clint's entire face lights the fuck up. Hell yeah, I'm down for that. Bucky chokes again. What? What? I'm a gold star cocksucker, Barnes. You totally want to try this. Bucky feels... like he's fallen into some kind of parallel universe, one where his hot teammates casually preposition him for sex on a Tuesday morning at 11. That's not normal, right? Bucky stares at him for a long, long moment. I thought, he says, gesturing vaguely in Natasha's direction. Oh, she can come too, if you want. That is so far from what Bucky was asking that he's not even sure his brain can process the information. Yes, Barnes, Natasha says, entirely too amused by the situation. I can come too if you want. Bucky's head is full of static, heart beating double time. He looks between Clint and Natasha, at Clint's red, wet mouth and Natasha's smirk. Mortifyingly, he realizes that he is hard in his pants. Clint raises an eyebrow and fuck, he is attractive. Offer expires in... Yes. Bucky blurts out,
not giving himself time to overthink. Clint looks thrilled.
Yeah? Natasha asks, reaching out to touch her fingertips, feather light against his cheek. It's that, more than anything else, that convinces him this is okay. Because that's a check-in. He can tell by the way that neither Natasha nor Clint have moved, despite Clint looking like all his Christmases have come at once.
Yeah, Bucky replies, sounding marginally less 15-year-old about to have sex for the first time than earlier.
Clint takes no time at all to push into Bucky's space, all warm skin and calloused hands, and cocky smirk to kiss him. His mouth is still cold from the popsicle. It is overwhelming and unexpected and somehow so much better than anything that Bucky had previously imagined, and Clint only pulls away when Bucky's almost lightheaded with desire.
Oh, buddy, Clint says, with an almost feral grin as Natasha snakes a hand across Bucky's chest and towards the fly of his pants. We are going to blow your damn mind. And God, Bucky hopes so.
The end. This has been recorded for Polypod Week 2025. Thank you for listening, I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today. Or maybe have a popsicle.
What? I'm a gold star cocksucker, but fuck.